much coffee. Oh no.
A few moments later. Later.
Whoa! I need to switch to decaf or something. Almost forgot to hit send. Stupid lizard. What's up, everybody? My name is Scott, and you're watching Kentucky Ballistics, and I'm super excited about today's video because I have some very interesting ammo to show you. Back in 2014, G2 Research created the RIP round. RIP stands for radically invasive projectile, and when these things came out, they were the talk of the town. It is a very interesting bullet design. As you can see, it has a bunch of little spiky petals, and when you shoot this into a test medium like ballistic gel, all those petals shoot off and then the base continues on. And well, it looks something like that. G2 Research only made the RIP rounds in pistol calibers, but when I look at this bullet design, all I can think about is, man, that would be really cool if it was bigger. Well, surprise, surprise. Today we have some 50 BMG RIP rounds. I am very excited to test these out. I want to make it very clear though, these are not from G2 Research. I had these rounds custom made and they are inspired by the RIP round design. These are solid copper, just like the RIP rounds. And then you can see here, we have these very long, sharp petals, a very deep cavity, and we have a solid base at the bottom, just like the original RIP design. From what I understand after talking to the founder of G2 Research, they did actually have some prototype rifle rounds that they tested, but they never actually took them to market. Today, we are most definitely skipping a few steps. We're not trying out 5.56, 7.62, 308, or anything like that. We are jumping straight to trying out a 50 BMG RIP round, and I am very excited to see if these things perform correctly, and if they do, how much damage are they going to do? So first things first, we're gonna try out the original RIP pistol rounds and show you how they work, and then we're gonna start blasting the 50 BMG RIP rounds. Let's go get set up and get started. You know what? You'd look a lot cooler if you were driving the Ballistic Bandit, but good news for you. This giveaway's going until June 15th. This bad boy is a 78 Trans Am, custom built by Trans Am Depot and took 3 years. Custom roadster shop chassis and 700 horsepower. Four-wheel drive, Bluetooth, AC, leather electric seats, leather-wrapped roll cage. This thing's an absolute monster, but has all the amenities of a modern car, and somebody's taking it home. From now until June 15th, every $5 you spend on Kentucky Ballistics merch will get you one entry to win the Ballistic Bandit. Every week, I'm releasing a new shirt, and this week's new shirt is one of my personal favorites. We have the Kentucky Ballistics Shooting Range and Gun Club. The only problem with it is my ugly mug is in the center of it. And if you don't like this shirt, we have I Like Big Guns and I Cannot Lie, or we have the Patriotic T-Rex, or you have my 5-year Deathiversary shirt, or all the other Deathiversary shirts I've released over the last 5 years. What I'm saying is you have no excuse to not pick up some awesome merch and have the potential to have the most awesomest car. If you want to pick up some cool merch and get entered, swing over to KentuckyBallistics.com. There's a link in the description down below. Now let's get back to it. That was a really good clip. If that would have landed, that would have been awesome. Let's just keep it simple then, huh? Okie dokie, we have some clear ballistics gel kindly sent to us by Clear Ballistics. This is a 16-inch block of 10% clear ballistic gel, and we're gonna shoot it with some of the original RIP pistol rounds. These are 10mm rounds, just to show you exactly what this design is supposed to do. Okay, we have a Glock 20 Gen 4 chambered in 10mm, and I'm loaded up with one round of RIP 10mm. Okay, here we go. Get real low here. Wow, that looks pretty nasty. Okay, that is a textbook picture of what the RIP rounds are supposed to do. All those little petals shot off and made quite a pretty design, and then the base continued on. Looks pretty impressive if you ask me. So now the question is, will our 50 BMG custom RIP rounds do that? Are they gonna open up and petals shoot everywhere? Are they gonna tumble? Are they just gonna zip through it like a Full Metal Jacket? I don't know, but let's find out, shall we? So today we have a Desert Tech 50 BMG. This is a bullpup 50 BMG, and we have the RIP 50 BMG rounds. Now, because this is custom 50 BMG ammo, basically prototype, and I have no idea what it's gonna do, I am 100% not going to be pulling the trigger on it today because I don't want any more scar tissue than I already have. So we're gonna pull a string. I have it in the lead sled. This gun is sighted in, so if these are fairly accurate, we should hit where we're aiming, but if we miss it, we'll just scoot up a little bit. Okay, we're gonna go ahead and put on our safety glasses here. We are just going to single feed these today. Keep that in there, like so. Get in there. All right. Let's see if this thing even goes off. Here we go. Petals, that was so much damage, and all those petals broke. Oh, that's crazy. Look at that. That is nuts. I cannot believe that worked. I'm so pumped right now. And then we continued on into the second block. You don't understand. You just don't understand how many ways this could have not gone right. And on the very first shot, very first round, we hit the block. And it worked the way it was supposed to after months and months of design. This is awesome. I was so afraid this video was gonna fail today after the first shot, but it did not. I am so pumped to keep trying these out. Look at this, the base kept going and then shot out the bottom of the second block. I am so pumped right now. Let's shoot some more stuff. Those were some pretty impressive results. And after reviewing the slow-mo, I saw that some of these petals actually shot out the sides of the ballistic gel. The only issue was we dumped so much energy that the table folded in on itself. You can see it completely broke, and we kind of missed our view of the gel. So I want to do this one more time, but this time I want to do it point blank, and I have the gel sitting on a cinder block. So hopefully we don't miss sight of it this time. I'm gonna single load this again, kind of slip that in there. Okay, RIP round number two. Holy cow. Be the most devastating 50 BMG rounds I have ever seen. Let's look at this. Holy cow, that is a lot of damage. You are not gonna fix that with Flex Seal. So as you can see, we had our entrance hole. These things broke up almost immediately. We have little shards of the round all throughout the block while creating this huge wound channel. And then it came out the other side and I saw it hit the berm. This is some pretty impressive stuff, folks. And I'm so excited! Chronograph reading. Normally a 50 BMG is moving around 2,700 feet per second. We're at 2,610, not bad. The ballistic gel was pretty good for showing us if this round was functioning the way it was intended to and showing us some energy transfer. But I feel like there are other things out there that can really show energy transfer in a more efficient way. And one of those is sour cream. Judging from what I saw these 50 BMG RIP rounds do to ballistic gel, I feel like this is going to be raining down for weeks. Okay, we are back at about 30 yards again, and I'm still going to just keep pulling a string on this thing today. We've shot it a few times. They seem like they function correctly. The rifle seems to be good, and I don't see any signs on the brass of overpressure or anything like that. But these are still brand new, and in my opinion, prototypes. So I don't exactly trust them just yet. We're going to keep pulling a string. Get another one loaded in there. We are ready to go. Okay, let's see if we can hit the sour cream. These rounds are absolutely vaporizing things. Look at this. This is crazy. Look at the ballistic gel. You can see the velocity of that sour cream. It hit it so hard. You know, I'm gonna say at this point that these RIP 50 BMG rounds are nothing to shake a stick at. That sour cream was pretty eventful, but now I wanna shoot something that's a little bit thicker than sour cream. We have two cans that are 7 pounds each of refried beans. Also, they've been sitting outside under a shed for probably a year. You know, I failed to mention how much these things weigh. They are 694 grains, just in case you gun nerds out there were wondering. Explosive Taco Bell coming in 3, 2, 1. Oh, all the way up there. It's, refried beans went at least 100 feet in the air. Looks like we have an explosive diarrhea mess here on this table, and we're about to need a new table. We are blowing holes through it with the sheer energy transfer from this. This is so impressive. I don't think I can say it enough. I am really impressed with the devastation we are creating with these RIP rounds. Refried beans and sour cream were pretty cool, but I think we can do better. I have several other things to shoot today, and normally I would wait for the very end of the video for this, but I'm impatient today, and I wanna see what happens when a Ballistic Dummy Lab zombie bust gets hit with a 50 BMG RIP round. I'm very excited to see these results. Here we go. Well, they did not disappoint. Was pretty impressive, and we had so much energy coming from those rounds, it actually splashed some refried beans up into our zombie bust. And as you can see here, literally almost every bone in this bust has been removed. That was pretty wild. Up next, we have one of my favorite targets. These are giant jars of pickles, and judging from what we've seen today, this should be a pretty spectacular shot. All right, it is starting to rain, which is ironic because it's about to be raining pickles. In 3, 2, 1. There are pickles like 50 yards on each side. It appears we took out all four jars. The fourth one, just barely. These RIP rounds are kind of a big deal. Okay, I'll leave. All right, we have yet to catch the remnants, the base of one of these rounds today. And we're gonna take a whack at that next. I have five-gallon water jugs. So that means we're gonna be shooting about 167.4 ounces of water. That looks pretty good. If that doesn't catch it, I don't know what will. All right, let's see if we can catch this thing. Wow, we may have, I don't know. Looks like we destroyed 4 5-gallon water jugs. Oh wait, 3, we destroyed 3. Wow, that one's really messed up. Not really sure which one was the first one. Probably that one that's in half, but Number four back here is leaking. Also, you'll notice our table is completely wrecked. I think we have some remnants of that round left in there. Okay, are they a mistake? It's not in number four. Look at that. There's a hole. Oh, it's in there. We stopped at number five. For an expanding round, that's stopping in the fifth jug. That's insane. Poor little Microtech. Wow. Perfect. All of the pedals broke off and the base continued to fly straight and the base has completely held its shape. I am pretty happy right now. There's one last test I want to do with this. It is raining, but I don't really care. We've been shooting at about 30 yards. So my last question for these rounds is, will they tumble at distance? We've got good expansion, good penetration. They've checked all the boxes, but if they tumble at distance, we may need to work on the design. So I'm gonna scoot back to 100 yards, set up a piece of cardboard over here, take one or two shots and see if we have any keyholes. Okay, we are back at 100 yards filming in the rain. And what I did not tell you today was I actually have two styles of these 50 BMG RIP inspired projectiles. So the ones we were shooting the whole video, the base is pretty much just squared off, but I have some that are boat tailed, which they kind of taper down to help with stabilization in the air. The non-boat tails have been working pretty good, but we're gonna see what happens back at 100 yards and then we're gonna shoot the boat tail. Unfortunately, I'm down to my last round that is not boat tailed and we have two boat tails. Still gonna pull a string, here we go. I forgot my cinder block. That was the round that was not boat tailed and I don't believe it tumbled, which is really impressive. Let's try a boat tail round. Round two, here we go. Looks like that boat tail didn't tumble either. We're gonna take one more shot. It's three shots. And if this one doesn't tumble either, I'm just gonna say that these things are stable. Whoop. Third shot, here we go. Let's check out our results. We have no tumbling. Now, I was adjusting my aim both times, but this was the non-boat tailed round, I believe. And I believe these are both boat tail rounds, which I was aiming in about the same spot with those. It's a red dot that I have on top of this 50 BMG, and I'm pulling a string and a lead sled. So I wouldn't count this towards the accuracy of the rounds. All I was looking for is, are they tumbling at distance? And the answer is, doesn't look like it. And if we were wondering if the pedals are breaking off before they make it to the target, the answer is no. Because if you look really closely at these, especially this one, you can see it real good. You can see all the teeth from those rounds. So they are all on there before impact. I'd say I'm pretty impressed with this, especially on our first try. But what did you think about the 50 BMG RIP rounds? And would you like to see more of them? Let me know in the comment section down below. Also, give today's video a like and make sure you hit that subscribe button. And don't forget, you're running out of time to win the Ballistic Bandit. Swing over to KentuckyBallistics.com and pick you up some awesome merch. If this video was interesting to you and you want to get your start in firearms technology, swing over to SDI. There's a link in the description down below. Those shoes are disgusting. They're covered in sour cream. I'm not getting them in this car. And as always, my name is Scott. Thank you so much for watching Kentucky Ballistics.